Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a super, super Saturday here at Radio MSFP. And because it's Lady Night, this lady has taken over Girls Night Out and Ladies Night, because it's Money Girl bringing you Monday on a Saturday, which means it's going to be great. So it's a happy, happy February. Why? Because Gong Hei Fat Choi, it is a new lunar year. It is the gold year of the golden ox, which if you're a rat like me, I mean born in the year of the rat, then it's a time for financial prosperity. It is a time to plan your future and make your February fun. We all know January sucked. It was cold. We had to face all of the excesses of the past year. However, February can be fun. Why? We have those little crazy holidays, oh, like Singles Awareness Day. I mean, February 14th. Yeah. However, if you are your own sweetheart like me, we're going to be spending time figuring out how to get to have more time with the ones we love, such as all my favorite dead presidents, you know, Lincoln, those kind of guys. Anyway, because I've forgotten who's on the $20 bill anymore. And my ATM only spits out fives. All right, so the big things are, if you want to have a fun February, the first thing you do is you have to plan for it. Okay, first things first, take out a big piece of paper, a line across the top, and underneath that line, draw one coming down the center so it looks like a big giant T. On the left-hand side, you're going to write two letters, DR. On the right-hand side, you're going to write two letters, CR. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Because under the DR, you're going to write down your how much you spend a month and the numbers by it. And on the right-hand side, you're going to write down all the things you have coming in this month. And then when we get to the bottom, we're going to total that up. Now, if you're like me, unfortunately, the DR side tends to be a little bit longer than the CR side. But you know what? There's a way around that. And because this is Financial Fitness February, we are going to figure out a budget. This is the beginning of it. It's at the very basics. It's called a T account, and it lists what you have coming in and what you have going out. So the DR is all of your The DR is all the things you have going out. Your CR is all the things you have coming to you. Now, since it's the beginning of the month and the beginning of the Lunar New Year, if you did not get, you know, little red money pockets, like me, I didn't get any, there is still a way that you can have your hands open and invite money to come to you this month. So first things first, and I only mention this product because I use it. I am not receiving any endorsements. Go to Credit Karma because it's free. Yes, my favorite four-letter word, because money is five. Go look up your credit score. It will give you two out of the three credit bureaus, and it's at no cost to you. And you can look it up anytime, not just once a year. So if you're like me and you had an abysmal credit score in, say, the 600s, the low 600s, then you go through and look and see who you owe and see if there's anything you don't recognize. Anybody, you know, that may be a super old department store credit card, which is consumer debt, and often at a very high interest rate. Well, if you no longer have that card, if it's over 10 years old, challenge it. It will actually give you a bounce in your credit score, in that my credit score went from 620, it's now 678. There you go. So that's one of the first things you can do. If you do nothing else this month, it should be pretty much the only thing you do. The other thing is, remember we talked about having fun money, right? Okay, so how you do that is now, even if the DR side is longer than the CR side, you can decide to get your finances in order. So you look at what the biggest thing is first. First and foremost, your credit cards. Yes, credit is a necessary evil in this society anymore. You cannot just go around paying everybody cash. You can't keep your cash under your mattress. One, it's lumpy. Two, it's not insured. Three, if you live in a ghetto neighborhood like me, the rats and the mice might get in and eat it. Okay. So those are three reasons why you should not be paying cash and keeping money under your mattress. Now, let me back that up. You should be paying cash for small purchases. And by that, I mean you should not be whipping out your 30% credit card to go buy a $5 latte at Starbucks. Sorry. Don't get me wrong. Starbucks is a beautiful business model. We used it in my sustainability of business class. My teacher thinks they are the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yes, I am in college. I do know what it's like to be a starving college student, although you would not know it to look at me. That's why I have a voice for radio. Okay, so we're going to make a financial plan. You're going to look at where your money goes. If you're like me, and you like to eat, and you don't like to cook, and you're a chef, and, you know, you don't have a personal chef because, you know, not everybody has those things. So you have a couple of options. You can either have great-looking countertops that hold up your little to-go containers. Not me. Or you can figure out a way to find things that are tasty. You can put in your little lunch bucket. Okay, for me, putting it in my little lunch bucket means I go take the little plasticware from the fridge and take it to my little school desk. That's my commute. Okay. In the time of COVID, when we're all working from home, that's the reality. However, you can still save money because you're not going out. If you're like me, you're not doing dry cleaning. So there are ways that you can save, and you have a goal. Okay, for me, my goal, it's a small goal. But to be able to spend enough money to get all the chocolate I want at See's or Godiva. So I figure, okay, that's $30. Why? Because I am worth it. And I want to live life luxe. All right, so $30. If I'm going to need $30 in 2 weeks, what do I have to save? What can I trade now to have that in the future? Well, let's see. I can give up my donut store habit. That's $2.50 a week. I can give up my 7-Eleven morning jolt. And by that, I mean my 32-ounce Big Gulp. That's another dollar, so that's $3.50. That's not going to be enough. So I'm going to have to find other ways to save. So maybe I can give up my fast food habit. Yes, I have a fast food habit. My body goes into withdrawals if it doesn't have tacos and cheeseburgers. So is there a healthier, less expensive way I can do that? Yes. Do I want to do that? Maybe. Do I have the ability to cook at home and do that? Definitely. Okay, so now I have saved, even if I save $10, that's $27.50. That's $27 that I now have, so I can have pretty much all of the chocolate binge I want on or around the 14th. By the way, if you wait until the 15th or 16th, it all goes on sale half off. Well, no, not Godiva and See's never go on sale, but spend the money. We're worth it. Okay, so that's enough for me to go to See's and get, like, all the little dark chocolate almond buds that will make my heart happy. By the way, did you know dark chocolate is actually better for you? Yes. It has more phenylalanine. It has more of the serotonin. It has more of the things that make your brain and your body happy and produce endorphins naturally. So that's one way. Okay, so we've now saved $30. We're going to go have our binge. Now, everyone was about in January. Now we're going to spend a fun February getting financially fit. So we have our binge. Now we need to go back and look at the monster debt. Well, I'm not going to touch student loan debt because, well, we're just not. So the first thing you look at is your consumer debt. What's your consumer debt? Consumer debt is your credit cards. And then you look at the percentage you're paying each month. That's known as your APR, your annual percentage rate. So if you are paying 25%, and I know some people who are, not me. That means a quarter of that, of what you pay every month. So if for some, just make it simple, if your payment is $20 a month at 25% APR, that means that $5 of that payment is going strictly to interest. And you're only putting $15 towards whatever balance you have. Now, that's what we call the layaway plan, because you're going to be doing that until they lay you away in the coffin you will never be able to afford. So what you do is you look at your biggest, honkiness, scariest, and this is called the snowball method, right? Because you're going to take and pay a little bit more on a highest interest credit card and make a plan. Say, okay, I can afford to pay, if I move some things around, I can afford to pay that big one, maybe $5 or $10 more, okay? But remember, if you're already putting $5 that's in nothing but interest, you're then putting that whole, and you give an extra $5, you're now putting that whole $20 to paying off your balance. So you're already ahead of the game a little bit. And you keep doing that and bringing your balance down more. And then you have more money to put into your smaller cards because you've eliminated the big one. It does not happen overnight. It may not even happen this year, but it's putting you well on your way because you're learning financial discipline. You're bringing down your consumer debt, which, by the way, negatively impacts your credit score. So you're saving money, making your credit score look better, building a financial plan with financial discipline. All those things are good things. All right. So this is what Money Girl does. This is what Money Girl thinks about all day. It's her, not only is it my job, it's my passion. That and cute furry creatures. So that's called, you know, the snowball method, the avalanche method. So, but the important thing is you start working on your credit, your highest interest credit card first. But that means you don't let the other ones go into default. You still pay those. You may end up paying them the minimum balance until you can get to the point where you can take what you're paying in that payment and put it to your other cards. Okay? You'll pay less interest in the long run. Now, the other thing is, you remember I talked about having a goal? Guess what? Well, now that we've had our fill of lovely dark chocolate, we need another goal to plan for, right? Well, you know what? August is the number one vacation month. So that's... okay, that's 6 months away. So if you're like me and want to have a break between semesters, then you can take a couple of days in August and work on, start saving towards this vacay. So start doing your research. Go to TripAdvisor, a number of places where you can start looking at potential costs for places you'd like to go. Okay, for me, where do I want to go? I would actually like to go to this little town called Sundance, Wyoming. It's on the edge of the Black Hills. It's at the foot of the Black Hills, where the High Plains meet the Great Plains. And there's some excellent storm chasing opportunities, but that's a whole other subject. So I want to go stay in Sundance. Okay, I know that the hotel there is $200 a week. Yeah, okay. It is what it is. And I want to spend 2 weeks there, so that it's $400 plus their occupancy tax plus their state sales tax. So that's add another 15% to that. So that's $460. Okay, so I need a minimum of that. Since Sundance is not near any airport, I will probably need to drive. Well, that means renting a car. That means renting a car for 3 weeks, which means an extra $900. Because if you're like me, you have an enterprise loyalty card. So I can work on getting discounts. I can't take the super cheapo creepo weekend rate with a 200-mile radius. That's not going to work. So I'm going to do that, and that's another way. So then you start planning for your vacation. Why? Because it keeps you thinking about how can I save? By the way, thrifty is the new cool. You thought it was orange is the new black. No. Thrifty, being careful with how you use your money. I'm not talking like living in the dark and dunking your tea bag 3 times. No. Money Girl will never advocate that. That is a whole other way of living, and Money Girl's not going to go there. It's all about using what you have to your best advantage to live your best life. So that's what Money Girl's about, because you don't have to spend a lot of money to have nice things and live luxe. So we're going to make a budget, we're going to make a plan, and we're going to have fun getting there. And we're going to start with small things, even if you only make a small financial goal every month, like, okay, when I come home tonight, I'm going to take any change out of my purse, and I'm going to throw it in the little pickle jar by the door. Okay, little by little, that pickle jar fills up. That's my fun mad money. Okay, what does that mean? That may mean for me a trip to the donut store because they have amazing croissants. It may mean going and seeing how much a challenge, how many, how much I can get for that amount at the Dollar Tree. There are several ways that you can go ahead and use your money wisely, because money does talk, and I'm tired of all of it saying to me is goodbye. I think everyone's tired of that conversation, and it's February, and it's time to have fun. So those are your big tips for Money Girl's Manic Saturday Night Takeover. Don't worry if you missed out on it tonight. Don't worry, there will be more. There is more Money Girl in your future. I can see coming on Mondays. Manic Monday with Money Girl. It's real. It's happening. And it'll be here sooner than you think. Other than that, have a fantastic Super Saturday, what's left of it, here on the West Coast. There are actually about 4 hours left. Go make it happen. All right. Catch you later. In the words of Break Stats, catch you on the flip side. Money Girl.